We've got Dan Magnum with us from Colonel Richardson. The Colonel's looking at their football team for this upcoming football season. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are fantastic. Thanks for joining us this evening to talk about the Colonels. And why don't we go ahead and get right to it? You open up against Ken Island. And how's the team looking so far after the preseason?
We had a couple scrimmages, you know, how it goes early. You know, we did some good things. We got to clean up some things. So we got high hopes for this year. Hopefully we can turn it around from last year.
And, of course, who's going to be your quarterback this year?
Sean Bellens. He's returning from last year.
All right. So it gives you a little bit of comfortability knowing that you have a returner under center.
Yes. Sean's done a good job. He's worked hard and, you know, he's understanding the offense, and hopefully we can take a step forward.
We were talking to some other coaches earlier. I think it was Brendan Ireton from Kent County that made the comment earlier that he's hearing good things about your program and that you guys are much improved and definitely going to be a team on everybody's radar this year. You're heading to Kent Island with your offense. What kind of offense are we running this year?
We run a double wing spread shotgun.
Okay. And who's going to be toting the rock?
We have a couple guys, Apples Morat and Eric Joseph, Reese Sampson. We kind of have a rotation of wings that go in there, a couple different fullbacks with John Carter and Calvin Tillman.
When you take a look at this offense, what do you think its strength will be?
The way it's established with, you know, we're not a big school. We're not overly big up front, but, you know, we we're able to get a lot of down blocks, pulling, and those types of things. I think that'll benefit us up front against the bigger teams.
Defensively, what are you going to do?
Defensively, we will show different fronts. I mean, we're primarily a 50-front team. We may show a 4 and a 6 here and there. So it depends on what team we're playing and what style offense they run.
Talking to Coach Mangum from the Colonel Richardson Colonels and about their upcoming season. They open at Kent Island. When you take a look at that Kent Island squad, what kind of challenges do you think they present for your football team?
Well, they present a lot of challenges. They historically have been one of the better programs probably in the last 10 years down here. I know they won the 2A East Region last year, and they seem to do well every year. So, you know, we will definitely have to prepare for them, and we'll have to bring our A-plus game if we hope to hang in there with them.
And then, of course, the following week you will host Snow Hill on Friday the 11th. And then host Kent County on Friday the 18th. And then, let's see, right after that, looks like you're taking the ride up to Parkside. And when you take a look at this football season, what is it you hope to accomplish this year?
Well, you know, in terms of wins and losses, we finished the year 1-9 last year, which was disappointing. I thought we were a better team and a better program than that. So we're hoping to turn the corner and get obviously more wins on the board. You know, we're trying to learn. You know, I thought our football IQ improved from last year. And, you know, we'll just continue to go in that direction.
Is it about fundamentals, Coach, you think at this point, just trying to get everybody to buy in?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're always up against the wall with numbers. We probably got less than 500 students in our school, probably 250 boys total in the school. You know, we have 27 varsity players this year. So, you know, you have to stay healthy and get through. So that's what we're going to try to do.
The Pop Warner football program there, of course, at South Carolina, a strong program. They've done really well over the last several years. Are you seeing the transformation of players there and the way that it can help your program?
Yeah, I mean, Pop Warner does well. They have, you know, taught some kids fundamentals. You know, the issues we have, I think, with Pop Warner in general is the the weight restrictions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, telling the bigger kids can't play, or of course they got to play against the older kids, and I think that turns them off.
Right.
You know, that's my personal opinion. I wish they kind of do away with that.
Right.
The bigger kids play and learn, and then you know, by the time they get to high school, you know, a lot of the bigger kids either A, lost interest, or B, they've never played football before. And you know as well as I do, you go out there, football's a different animal. You know,
right.
You go out there for the first time in August, it's hot, and you got crazy coaches yelling at you, you're running around, and you've not experienced that. You know, that's tough.
Coaches so don't yell, coach.
You know, it's like playing baseball when you're, you know, in ninth grade for the first time. You're probably not going to do too well. So.
Right. Well, listen, we really appreciate you taking the time this evening here. I know it's might be past your bedtime.
And, I'm not that old yet.
No, but, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, this is really the last Friday night where you get to go to bed early.
Yeah, that's true. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you each and every week. Feel free to call in after your game so we can hear how you did and how your kids did. That's one of the greatest things about Overtime Live. In fact, we're here to promote the student-athletes and the good things they do. Good luck to you, Coach.
Yeah. All right, thanks so much.